contrary to the words of John Stadtmuller just a few moments ago. No, John, they're not going to hear the other shoe drop because it's stuck. That other shoe is stuck very deeply up many people's posterior. Good evening and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. We're cutting music early tonight because I got a lot to get done here during this hour. For those of you who are all that concerned about economic headlines, etc., growing economy brings higher prices. Well, I don't know where the economy is growing other than the prices of the grocery store. Starbucks has a very bold single-serve plan. Who cares? Risk of foreclosure dips, but it's still very high. Can you believe this stuff? The next round of foreclosures is exploding right now because all bets are off and the banks are out grabbing the homes again. You doubt me? Talk to the American public. See what you can find out yourself. Jobless aid claims are up more than expected. Alaska governor is refusing to enact the health care law. Son of a gun. We got another governor with a pair of cojones. Isn't this great? Simply amazing. Oh, the Tea Party's out to defeat three more veteran Republican senators. Why bother? They're in Washington doing the exact same thing they did before they got in office. Come on, people. This whole thing is a joke. Dow Jones Industrial today, strange day. Stocks reversed earlier losses. They edged higher as the Dow Jones Industrial closed up just under 30 points to close end the day at 12,318.14. NASDAQ was up 6 points to end their day at 2831, almost 2832. S&P 500 was up and ended their day at 1340.43. The metals, well, they're mixed and matched all over the place. Silver and gold both had extremely good days. But in the aftermarket, silver's down 2 cents currently at $31.76. Gold off $1.30 in the aftermarket at $1,383.30. But you know what? That's a far cry from where it was a week ago Tuesday at, what, $1,335 or something ridiculous like that? Who's complaining? Got a lot of calls on silver today. We're going to be taking care of a lot of good folks over the next couple of days. Glad to have you here live on Republic Broadcasting Network on this 17th day of... Oh, so I can't talk. Those things happen. 17th day of February, 2011. A lot of interesting stuff. Obama has to meet with tech CEOs. See Obama heading west or east or north or south to meet with governors and discuss how we can resolve the problems of this nation. No, we're going to go out and meet the CEOs of major companies. Ah, that's right. The same CEOs that contributed heavily to the Obama campaign in 2008. In other words, he's running for office again. He's out milking the cow. Grab that left one and squeeze for all the milk you can get, baby, because that's exactly what the man is up to. Anything else going on? We don't care about that. We don't care about that. Oh, Uncle Leo died. You remember Uncle Leo from Seinfeld? If you watch that stuff. I don't think I've watched 5 episodes of Seinfeld in my life. Could care less. Amazing grace. Grammys the other night. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it, but I've got about 30 seconds to kill. Watched the Grammys the other night, and the new artist of the year was a young lady named Esperanza Spalding. Probably half black, half Hispanic, or Portuguese, or something of that nature. Interestingly enough, how could she be the new artist of the year? I've had one of her albums for about 3 years now. Stay with us. We'll be back. This is an auspicious day in history. Oh, that's right. Play Sammy Davis Jr. singing that old black magic. No, we're not talking about Obama nor his wife anymore tonight.
I got those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when you're...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't
any. Well, I thought we'd do something a little unusual for you tonight. Yes, this is Life, Liberty, and all that jazz, but my twisted sense of humor and my innate love and understanding of American history required that we pull this particular song out of mothballs tonight. Johnny Horton, The Battle of New Orleans. Why, Bennett? Today is the anniversary of the end of the War of 1812, a war in which 6,765 Americans lost their lives and was as controversial as Iraq and Vietnam at its time, but receives very little attention, primarily because despite the passage of time, it is difficult to shroud it in much glory, and superficially, it doesn't seem to fit into the general broad themes of American history, at least most of the approved versions. And yet some historians have argued that the war was the second war of independence, suggesting that it completed the unfinished business of the Revolution. The claim has met much derision from other historians, but in a sinister sense, they are right. The War of 1812 represented the undoing of the Revolution. It was a product of the treasonous betrayal by the Jeffersonian Republican anti-federalist and forever changed the nature of the United States and its government. the only significant anti-federalist Republican leader who remained true to Jeffersonian anti-federalist principles for any significant period of time was one Aaron Burr, whose murder of the traitor who led the coup d'etat at the Philadelphia Convention was too little and too late to save the authentic spirit of the revolution. But at least the hero of the revolution, and son of one of the American clergy's greatest promoters of liberty, never betrayed it. Jefferson, with idealized Bonapartic dreams of his own crusade for universal liberty, while still planning a conquest of Cuba and an American empire in the Caribbean, purchased Louisiana from Napoleon, and the Republic instantly became, at least on paper, an empire. Oh, never mind the constitutional nicety that Congress had never given him the authority nor money to make the purchase. A not insignificant problem in a constitutional republic. But it was a fitting gesture. The first act of the imperial presidency, a defiant, unconstitutional power and territorial grab. And then the drafter of the Declaration of Independence began America's long tradition of undeclared and unconstitutional wars by dispatching a new special fighting force to rein in the Barbary pirates who were causing economic damage to a few of America's largest business interests off the shores of Tripoli. A government program which proved to be more expensive in terms of both life and coin, and less effective than had been President Adams' approach. And then there was the Embargo Act, one of the most disastrous governmental actions in American history. In an effort to get the European powers to respect the new nation, the Napoleon of North America, with the assistance of his pugnacious chumps in Congress, passed the act which prohibited American merchant ships from carrying cargo to any foreign port, and foreign ships from loading any cargo into American ports. Now, predictably, this resulted in the destruction of the American economy, particularly in New England. So much so that the Federalists of New England finally had enough of the warmongering, protectionist Republican champions of the people and were ready to secede. But this had been seething for quite some time, my friends. You see, the New England Federalist had always distrusted Jefferson's naive affinity for the values of the French Revolution. And since they believed, as did the original Jeffersonian anti-Federalists, that the Constitution gave them the right to opt out, there was serious consideration of taking that step if Republicans had won the election of 1800. A President Aaron Burr, remaining true to his anti-federalist roots and the Constitution, would not have objected to a New England secession, and was favored by most Federalists over the Jacobite sympathizer in 1800. But the foremost Federalist, Alexander Hamilton, drunk on the power he was accumulating in his new federal government, which had become the bastard's substitute family, threw the election in the House of Representatives to Jefferson, making Burr the vice president. And so the country was held together as Jefferson and Madison retooled the republic into an emerging empire with Hamiltonian features. They destroyed the economy, and finally, over determined Federalist opposition, got the young republic involved in an unnecessary war with Great Britain, from which we got the lyrics of the Star Spangled Banner and not Christina Aguilera's version. Oh, by the way, this second war with Great Britain also brought us one Andrew Jackson, who certainly became famous in the 1960s, in the song we played for you just moments ago, the Battle of New Orleans. Now, I must say that although the Battle of 18, or the War of 1812, was a destructive, unnecessary war, which, as we've grown to learn, most wars are unnecessary other than to line the pockets with shekels of the bankers, And so although this was a destructive, unnecessary war, which achieved nothing, it failed most notably in its effort to annex Canada into the expanding empire. It was the end of the Federalist Party, as well as any hopes that the federal government would ever again resemble anything approaching what either the Federalists or even the Anti-Federalists had originally envisioned. Now, it is interesting, moments before going on the air, as I dug up this song very quickly, The Battle of New Orleans, to play, I was sitting here in my studio with my good friend Craig, who was born in Canada. He is still a Canadian citizen. And he said, you know, it's interesting, when that song was out, The Battle of New Orleans with Johnny Horton, the Canadians had their own version of it. Because, you see, the Canadians understand their history better than most Americans understand theirs. They understood that amongst the reasons for that war was that America wanted to annex Canada into their expanding empire. And so the Federalist efforts to keep the peace and any concerns about imperial designs, Napoleonic delusions and constitutional revolutionary betrayal all seemed to be quickly forgotten, drowned out by the patriotic mythology that came out of Jackson's victory in New Orleans. It also ended any further talk of New England secession. And left unresolved was the issue about the fundamental meaning of the Constitution and the Republic's identity, which had separated the young nation's most famous bickering ex-law partners. Did you know that Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr had once been law partners? But you see, it mattered not, because we were on the road to empire. And yet first there had to be a determined tyrant and a bloody war to rip the Republic apart, and in the name of the Constitution and liberty, and resolve the issue that was never settled. Never settled that morning on the banks of the Hudson River by crudely but permanently soldering the pieces back together. So this day, in effect, was the anniversary of the end of the War of 1812. So why not bring you a different slant on history than most of us have ever been taught? These are the things that we attempt to do here. Upon occasion, at Life, Liberty, and all that jazz, I don't do as many historical analogies as I once did, and I find that I miss them. I find that I miss them. This coming Monday is what we refer to as President's Day in this country. A god-awful, you know, we used to celebrate Washington's birthday as the father of the country. Tuesday is the actual anniversary of the birth of George Washington. I normally play a very special program on that day. I'll not be doing it this year. The Visions of General Washington. It's a program that I have played over and over and over for many, many, many years. It gives us a completely different viewpoint of what the father of this nation saw for the future, all of which came to pass. It's amazing. I can't remember now if it was this week or late last week when Obama announced his 2012 budget of $3.73 trillion, my friends, with an expected deficit of $1.1 trillion. Now, the massive deficit combines with the three prior years' deficits, all of which were in excess of $1 trillion each, which will push the national debt beyond $16 trillion. You combine all of this with the exploding state deficits and other unfunded liabilities, the debt crisis will begin to unfold rapidly and unpredictably for all of us. National disaster is in the making, and when we return, we'll talk more distinctly about it. Stay with us, won't you?
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org, click on the HealthLink America banner, and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove dear.
That's all I ask, is one more chance each and every day to prove to you, dear. Oh, that's a song. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Lynn Marie, thank you for your kind words. I appreciate that. That's what we attempt to do here, is right the wrongs. Speaking a bit about the new budget that the Obama administration has introduced that is going to push our deficit to in excess of $16 billion. This is the national debt, in excess of $16 trillion sometime next year. I suspect it'll get there beforehand, but then there's on budget and off budget. So what do the Republic rats do, including the new weenie Tea Party members? They responded with demands for budget cuts of $100 billion. What a joke. You see, the current debt crisis requires so much more than a Band-Aid. We need a tourniquet to stop this hemorrhaging. Around the necks of 530-some-odd elected officials in D.C. Let me tell you something, people. Cuts of $100 billion ain't even a good start. And yet such cuts may be all that is politically possible at this point, After all, they've got an election to run for next year. Such a political reality sets the stage for the disaster that is sure to follow. Now, some may question the need for caution. Some may underestimate the nature of the concern. After all, our professors taught us that fiscal policy and the use of government to smooth out the business cycle is a legitimate way to govern. Well, a pox on those profs, socialist leftists. Because you see, this time things are, well, they're just a little bit different. Fiscal and monetary policies, as with all economic measures, operate within constraints. The constraints have all been broken. The effects of these fiscal and monetary policies are uncharted and will lead to extremely volatile results. The issues facing this nation are profound, made more so because of the constraints of our aging population, the coming retirement of baby boomers, the decline in education quality, and the voter turnout of less than 30% in the 2010 elections. None of these things bode well for reform. Can you believe that? Less than 30% of the estimated eligible people to vote bothered to turn out and vote here just a couple of months ago? What was the turnout in 2008? We deserve what we get. Now, our author today specializes in keeping organizations out of bankruptcy, and in doing so, he found that some of the elements that are critical to the success of the turnaround of a business. Most organizations ignore corrective actions early on, such that a full-blown economic crisis ensues. For economies, this is part of the creative destruction described by Professor Schumpeter. Is part of the natural economic process. It is, he says, natural for a people to ignore warnings until too late. Enforced discipline is apparently preferable to financial self-discipline. Now, first and foremost, for a turnabout, a true turnaround to be successful, everyone must understand the critical problems being faced. Everyone must be willing to sacrifice. Now, we contend that with only 30% of the voters engaged, we as a nation ain't on the brink yet. You've heard me say this many times. We ain't hungry enough yet. All of these things are going to result in the same pattern over and over again. Too little being done too late. $100 billion in cuts may be all that is palatable to the electorate right now, but unfortunately this token cutback is not sufficient to stop even 1 month worth of excess spending by all governments. True reform is required, but our belief is that it is not politically acceptable as yet. Hope, change, ending the Departments of Energy and Education come to mind as possible candidates for cutbacks, but I doubt that such cut would be enacted before the crisis became so severe as to not make any difference. I want the Department of Education cut because I want the federal government out of the business of educating or indoctrinating my grandchildren. Approximately 8% of the education budget in each state comes from the federal government. But along with that 8% comes government dictates, my friends. And as far as the Department of Energy, there's no gas shortage. They're blowing plenty of it. We're paying for it at a heck of a lot more than $90 a barrel. Next, the turnabout requires all to take a long-term view, not just a short-term view, not just an election cycle view. Self-discipline must win out over self-indulgence. We will continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, we're back. Talking about budget strategies. The importance of self-discipline, which must win out over self-indulgence. My friends, if no one is willing to accept change, and look at everything that's going on in Madison, Wisconsin tonight. Now, I have a good friend who lives up there, a client who hopefully is listening tonight. He's got to be sitting back watching what's happening in Madison with absolute awe. If no one is willing to accept change or cutbacks, then all cuts are going to be cosmetic in nature and not yield substantive results. Look at Ford Motor Company. Ford Motor Company and its unions, they negotiated the tough issues and resolved them. They resolved their differences. Ford will emerge a great company once more, and they will survive. They remembered their customer and their dealers, not just themselves. General Motors took the easy way out, and they will probably lose in the long run. You see, a true turnaround is not without discomfort for all. The longer the fixes take to be enacted, the more painful the cure. Social Security, for example, was first identified as a problem in the 1970s, and yet no substantive corrective actions were taken. Oh, no. Au contraire. Government did what they always did. They just continued to borrow against Social Security. They took the cash out. The final Social Security fix will not be pleasant, but it will be done. I don't know if I agree with Obama's approach. People have spent a good number of years paying into it, and they are due their money. You cannot take the people's money that is rightfully theirs. Thirdly, a successful turnaround requires spending less than you take in and not increasing your revenues at the expense of controlling your costs. Government cannot make up its deficiencies by volume. Not when you've got somewhere between 12 and 40 million illegal aliens in this country that are not paying their fair share. They're costing us many more times that. Fourthly, there cannot be any sacred cows in a turnaround. Every single department in every branch of every government in this country must be viewed, and waste must be eliminated. In the federal government alone, the effort must be undertaken to remove incompetent managers and employees to make government more effective and less costly. Look at Jerry Brown. Now, I have no love for Jerry Brown because Jerry Brown was the governor of that state many, many years ago and created many of the problems that exist in that state today. And yet, when he became governor, amongst his first act was to call in every single stinking cell phone being used by a California government employee because of the abuse. You want to use a cell phone for your personal stuff on company time, so to speak? Pay it out of your own pocket. But fifthly, the customer, and I guess that's you and I, the customer must, for the first time in a very long time, take center stage. In a government, the customer is the taxpayer. It is the person paying the bills, not the recipient of the government largesse, but the financier of the government must be looked at as someone to nurture and not to vilify. See, my friends, without the steps that we've mentioned here, if these steps are not enacted in a very timely manner, this so-called turnaround that Obama keeps talking about, it ain't never going to work. Never gonna work. The failed turnaround is marked by a situation in which the solution is forced upon us. And I very much fear that this is where we are headed. Whether you want to believe it or not, or have accepted the fact yet or not, our creative destruction is underway. The bad news is that it's not stoppable any longer. The great news is that in the long run, our vibrant people will survive and a greater nation is likely to emerge. But only if we decide to get engaged in the fight and strive to remain faithful to the founding principles of this nation and its constitution. I'd like to say that I'm confident that we will, but I'm not sure that's the case. That which I've just shared with you with a few personal insertions was written by a gentleman named Frank Ryan. The one alteration to his statement, he closed by saying, "I am confident that we will." I am not as confident. Now, taking all of these things we've discussed into account, the five major points of what it's going to take to create a major and honest an integral turnaround. We now have to go back and take a look at our current residents in the White House. Because, my friends, the length to which this administration will go to stretch the truth is frankly mind-boggling. Here we have an idiot standing before the world and claiming that his latest budget balances in 2015. He didn't even flinch when he said it. And yet his own budget document shows clearly on page 160 that the deficit in that year will be $669 billion. That's with a B. And when questioned on this obvious inconsistency, Obama said, in effect, that his calculus does not include interest payments. Oh, and by the way, that was later confirmed by his budget director, who used the term primary budget to describe this cool new way of viewing the world. Who knew that we didn't have to count interest in our budgets? Oh, this is good news for all of us who carry balances on our credit cards or have mortgages. Interest payments don't count. Sweet! I don't think the banks will be too happy about it, though, or the little chinky-dinks in the case of our national debt, but if it's good enough for Obama, then it's good enough for me. Of course, it would be helpful if Uncle Remus would just provide us with a note we can give to our bankers stating that interest doesn't matter, and therefore there'll be no confusion when we refuse to make our monthly payments. This idiot more and more resembles the hapless, clueless, sappily cheerful mascot of Mad Magazine, Alfred E. Newman. A pig bed's variety, of course. You know, given the intellectual vacuity of his life so far, attending in school and attending schools and working in jobs that did not require a single original thought or even exercise in critical thinking, it is increasingly hard to determine whether Obama actually grasps the profound seriousness of civilized life today. But then he doesn't necessarily envision anything civilized other than for he and his own. Look, it's simple, folks. Our national debt is exploding. Right now, it's only a measly $45,000 a person, but it's growing real fast. This does not just mean the federal government faces political problems with gigantic deficit investment appropriations, but it also means that no one wants to buy our government debt instruments any longer. Come on, be honest. Do you wake up every morning saying, honey, let's go on down and buy some U.S. government debt? I bet you just can't wait to buy yourself a whole bunch of T-bills and all that good stuff, huh? Because the guarantee is there ain't no guarantee. Not any longer. Simply paying the interest on our federal debt is becoming harder and harder. The value of the dollar, the credit of the government are both dropping precipitously. States can't even pay their bills. In other words, lawful obligations. When high unemployment rates are the way to control our porous borders and illegal immigration problem, then the long-term prognosis for our nation is much grimmer than the calm demeanor of Alfred E. Newman. Alfred E. Remus would suggest. After all, that's what he is. Alfred E. Remus. Now look, Europe, the other half of our bastion of Western civilization, faces a comparable unraveling. Public pensions in nations like Greece are simply unsustainable. Ireland, the once thriving Celtic tiger, not only needs a euro bailout, but the Bank of Ireland on its own simply began printing euros. Did the Bank of England or Bank of Ireland have the right to print euros, or are those counterfeit euros? Ooh, how about if I go on down here to my local National Bank of Arizona and say, look, you ain't got no money? Why don't you just crank up the printing presses and crank me out 100K or so? Doesn't work that way. Of course, Belgium has lesser but serious economic problems. But the longest European nation unable to form a government must also deal with ethnic schisms in an artificial nation, half Walloon and half Flemish. What does one call a bank that essentially begins counterfeiting money and a democracy that cannot form a government? Well, to everyone outside the world of Alfred E. Remus, one calls that a clue. But then he doesn't have one. Angry young Muslim men continue their thuggish conquest of the European street,
The docile graying population of homegrown Europeans no longer cares to defend its Judeo-Christian heritage or its continental culture. Judeo-Christian heritage? What the hell is that anyway? I never could understand that business. But the economic disintegration, which seems so near the edge in much of Europe, will not inspire these Muslims to pick up the heavy burden of pensions caused by a declining indigenous European population. The bitter young men of Islam will, instead, compete with white-haired Frenchmen for the shrinking pie of social welfare benefits. Does Alfred E. Remus seem concerned? He's only concerned. He is concerned only in the vague, rhetorical sense that concern can be traded in for modest bumps in personal approval ratings. And then, of course, we have Egypt. A friendly government on peaceful terms with Israel will soon be run by those less friendly to us and more threatening to Israel. China builds more modern weapons that have only one possible use. Russia cozies up to anyone who does not like us. We discussed these things yesterday. NATO resembles a vestigial organ which does not protect our nation and which talks with Russia about a missile defense system which will not threaten Russia's national security. How a missile defense shield or a bulletproof vest threatens anyone remains a grand mystery of life. And Iran, meanwhile, moves closer to the day it can turn Tel Aviv into radioactive dust. Oh, praise God. What will regional terrorism mean to us? The semi-official attitude over the last decade has been that our nation faces another massive terrorist attack. Not if, but when. I thought it's already happened by the bankers. The greatest terrorists on the face of the earth are bankers. But then you see, none of these things have happened yet, so Alfred E. Remus smiles at the television monitor, and, yo, baby, he likes what he done sees. All over the simmering mess that we call our world, the persecution of Christians continues. Every victory, Christian massacres in Egypt or Pakistan or Nigeria, bigoted federal court rulings against crosses at military cemeteries, or smug, mendacious defamations of Christianity kicks the can further down the road to perdition. Anti-Semitism, the other canary in the mine shaft, surrounds Israel. Gee, I wonder how much more of that they could possibly invite. And it inspires militant Muslims everywhere and encourages an increasingly miserable world to blame its oldest official scapegoat. Well, they continue to ask for it. Those two nations lovingly call the great Satan and little Satan needs no defense from Alfred E. Remus, even though a spirited argument supporting America and Israel might defang the lust for their destruction. And the plight of Jews and Christians is not helped one iota by those lands, by skyrocketing food costs produced, at least in part by undue interest in the Iowa caucus and ethanol. And so what could Alfred E. Remus do? Well, he could ask for a repeal of Obamacare so that a truly bipartisan health care reform could be adopted, but fat chance, Jack. He could propose entitlement reforms rather than waiting to counterpunch any Republican proposals. He could insist that missile defense be the heart of our defense budget. He could ask for a comprehensive reduction of all federal requirements on states and all existing federal roadblocks to growth so that drilling for oil and construction of nuclear power plants could start, say, yesterday. He could call ethanol a no longer funny joke. He could issue a spirited reaffirmation of the faith of Christians and express the opinion that holding fast to that heritage is the only true hope of world peace, but fat chance, Jack. Oh no, my friends. Alfred E. Remus can watch the world unravel on his watch. He can fiddle while Rome burns. He can say nothing risky, do nothing real, and wait to be reelected. What are our prospects for having a real president when we need him? So far, so bad. Pretty profound. That, my friends, is what we're dealing with. What I've just shared with you is an interesting compilation of several articles. And I found them all well worth combining into that singular piece. One of them's entitled, Mr. President, Do You Think We're Stupid? The other one talks about President Alfred E. President or something of that nature. But the two of them ran so singularly into a single sharing that I chose to share it all with you. Actually, all of those are available on the ThinkAmericanThinker.com website. I think it's where I pick those up.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Richie Connick, brother, can you spare a dime? Yeah, so long as it's a pre-1965 dime. Rock and roll, baby. Hey, listen, as I mentioned to you earlier, gold is and silver have continued to move up throughout the course of the week. When we were on the air Tuesday night offering the Bob Chapman special, I think gold was at that time $1,375 an ounce. It's up a little higher than that right now at $1,383. I think it was up actually a little higher than that throughout the course of the day. But please do, if you're looking to add to your gold and silver holdings, keep Republic Trading Group in mind. You can find us online, republictradinggroupinternational.com. It becomes important because I want you to go visit this week's treasure hunt. You can scroll down where it says pages, and you can just select the treasure hunt, which is the second entry on the page, or there's a little banner ad that keeps popping up with a nice little picture of a treasure chest with some flashing, sparkling gold in it. Click on. Go take a look. Always try to keep things up. There's a great gold offering that's still available, and you can take advantage of that. If you're looking at moving some funds into silver, please go down below the gold offering for the week and continue to read a little bit about the three various different types of silver pieces we have available right now. Junk silver, both in half and full bag increments. Also, 1 ounce silver American Eagles sold by the box, 500 to a box. Although I can acquire smaller numbers of those, we will pay a slightly higher premium. But also the 1 ounce, the 1 troy ounce 999 fine silver Buffalo rounds will save you some money over what the Eagles cost. Which once again, that is a full box of 500. So take a look at those things. We've got figures in there based on how much money over spot. And do take advantage of every bit of that stuff. So, hey, we got a quick caller. Sam over in the Netherlands. Come on and join us. No, I'll take the call.
We've only got. All right. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Sam, yourself. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night. I'm a pilot. I actually wanted to rant to you. I was on the phone with my brother a while ago, and I was actually impersonating you. My gripe is the following. Every day and night, I fly around, and whenever they check in on the frequency, they start off like this. Shalom. LL123 checking in.
Really?
Flight level 36. And I was doing that, and I was just, you know, I thought you were able to do that much better. But I'm sick and tired of hearing them in the air. They have an attitude about them in the way they do their calls and the frequency, and I just wanted to gripe about that.
Oh, absolutely. It's I appreciate your sharing that with me. Obviously, we don't like hearing it because it means they have access to our planes one way or the other, you know.
Right.
Now,
exactly.
Are you from the Netherlands, or are you just an American pilot that happens to be stationed over there right now?
I happen to be stationed over here in Europe. I'm stationed in Brussels, actually.
Aha. That's where all the good stuff goes on, where the bankers keep watch on the world.
Oh, man. Sick and tired of it. You know, and it's like you say, I'm in the midst of it, you know. In Brussels, you should see, they land there, you know, they got the Air Force One there, they got the big one from Sarkozy, he's got this big Airbus parked out there, and, you know, they're trotting off into the city in motorcades and coming back to the airport. And
Sam, I hate to interrupt, we're flat out of time.
I'll call you back some other time, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, take care of yourself.
All right, I will, you too.
Sam calling us from the Netherlands. Glad to take his call. Well, my friends, the evening is over. I have much to do this night, as we all do. Once again, if I can be of help to you at Republic Trading Group, do give me a call at 800-691-7898. I'm out of here. Take care. Tomorrow night.
And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing.